the brothers asked us to come and share our recent trip to Germany.
弟兄们邀请我们呢，能够来分享最近在德国的这个我们去参访的行程。And
I will just share a little bit of the history and the burden behind it.
我想呢，我是不是就分享一下这个后面的这个历史，还有这个负担呢？
You know, back in 1991, really, as we speak, the burden related to the move in Europe.
你知道，在1991年，李弟兄重新在讲关于主的行动在欧洲的负担。And
there are four statements that he used.
在那里，他有四个主要的点。
He said that the people who knows their God will show strength and take action.
在那里，但以理书说，那些认识神的子民，并刚强行事，并开阔。
And then the second point he used is that the truth in the Lord's recovery need to be spread to the whole earth.
第二点呢，就是在主恢复里面的真理必须被遍及到全地。
And the third point is that go and teach all the nations.
那那里第三点说去，能够教导万国。
And the fourth point is that how beautiful are the feet of those who go and teach.
就说看啊，那些他们去教导人真理的人的脚中是何等的佳美。
And we all realize that since that point, there are much work in Russia.
我们知道那时候，那时候开始就在俄国那里就许多的开展。
Close to 200 churches are established.
你知道，借着这样就200处的教会被在俄国被兴起来。
And then gradually, the burden moved from the east to Russia, eastern Europe, and then gradually back to Europe.
渐渐呢，就从俄国呢到了中东，然后呢就回到了欧洲这个地方。
And we realize that that move has been very slow.
我们知道那时候感觉这个行动好像是比较缓慢的。
And we realize that for us, who are the benefit of those that came to China or Asia, and where the recovery started, we really appreciate those who went from Europe to Asia.
Right? 你知道，对我们这些在主恢复里长大的人，特别是从中国或亚洲来，我们知道，这都是因为有一群传教士，他们来到亚洲传福音。
However, we also realize that Europe for the last close to 200 years has not been. Yeah, it was kind of in a degradation.
但是我们也知道，在欧洲的情形，这十几年呢，是一直在一个堕落的情况里。
But something has happened.
但是有些事就发生了。
You know, in 2015.
直到在2015年开始呢。
In Syria.
在叙利亚这个地方。
And there was some persecution to the people in Syria.
因为在叙利亚那里呢，人民受到一些迫害。
And then from that stirred up. A crowd to free Syria.
所以那时候就一般人被激起来，他们需要逃离这个叙利亚这个地方。So
by September of 2015.
所以在2015年的10月开始呢。
A large crowd leaving Middle East.
就一大群的人呢，就离开了中东。And
the brothers in Anaheim observed this condition that is changing.
所以那时候弟兄们在安纳罕的弟兄们就发现这个局势正在改变。
And then they send a group of four brothers.
他们也差遣了四位弟兄去观察。
And then they also asked two brothers, one from Germany and one from Greece, to join this four brothers.
他们也请另外两位，一个从希腊，一个从德国，一起参加这四个弟兄们。
And they met in Hungary and spread out into two teams.
然后他们在匈牙利就分成两队去开展。
So in September, there's one team that I'm close to. That went from Hungary to Germany.
所以在九月呢，那有一队就从匈牙利呢，一直到德国。
And then that they make about the 13 stop to go and visit this refugee camp.
他们呢，算是一站一站的参观这些难民，一共参观了13个地方。
And then they visited some of the people and talk with them.
他们呢，也拜访了一些人，与跟他们讲话。
And found that to be, they are very open to the gospel.
就发现呢，他们对福音是十分的敞开。
So this report was brought back to the brothers in the recovery.
所以这样的报告呢，就带回来呢，与弟兄们有交通。
It happened that in the the fall iteral.
所以呢，在这个秋季的长老同工聚会里呢
，It was I think it was in South America. It was in I forgot which city. It was in Brazil.
所以在这长老同工聚会在巴西呢，就向弟兄们交通。
So in the fellowship, a decision was made.
在那时候呢，就有一个决定。
And they would consider that we need to send as many saints to Germany to capture this opportunity to preach the gospel to these people.
弟兄们就说我们要尽量送越多圣徒越多越好，能够抓住这个机会向他们传福音。
And then by January 2016,
在2016年的1月呢
，You know that there are some full-time trainee went there to start preaching the gospel.
那时候就有一班全时间的学员就去那里呢，开始传福音。
And then from that point, there were seven different. The number might be wrong, but every other month, every other week, there were saints are being sent for 2 weeks gospel trips.
从那时候开始呢，每隔两周呢，就有一队的福音队呢，就去那里开始。
Until the later part of June.
一直到这个六月为止。
Roughly about 1,000 saints from all over the earth went to Germany.
这个全地呢，一共大约有1,000位圣徒的人次呢，都去德国。
And they focused on preaching the gospel there.
他们主要就是在那里传福音。
They went camp to camp, to try to preach the gospel to these refugees.
他们就一站一站的呢，就要向这些难民呢传福音。
Roughly over 1,000 of these used to be Muslim.
这些大概1,000位，他们原来是回教的。
They received the gospel and received the Lord.
他们也得着接受福音，也接受了主。
There were 4 cities that the saints went to.
那有去了四个城市。
Stuttgart, the very south, and Frankfurt, Dusseldorf, and Berlin.
是 Stuttgart, Frankfurt, Dusseldorf, 还有柏林。
And then altogether, there are close to 400 baptized.Into the law.
这么多人里面，一共有400多位呢，他们在那里受浸归入主名。
So there was a large number that has received the law.
所以我们可以说有一大群的数字呢，他们这群人都得着了主了。
And the latter part of last year, then there are more saints being went there to help to support the gospel and shepherding these new ones.
然后在去年的下半年，就有更多的圣徒呢去那边，主要是为了牧养他们。
And this year there were more the.They were sent in the beginning of the year.
今年呢，年初也许多的被差遣去那里。
And you hear that there's a calling during the special conference in February.
我想大家在这个今年的这个年初的这个特别聚会里，也听到这个呼召。
Calling for migration.
就是呼召我们要移民。
And there are not enough saints in Germany to shepherd these.But there's 400-500 new ones.
因为实在是在那里呢，德国的圣徒他们人手不足，没有办法牧养这么多新人。
During the winter training last year,
在去年的冬季训练里
Brother Chris Wall make a point.
Chris Wall 弟兄他这样说
，He's saying that this refugee is like the atomic bomb, the tip of the atomic bomb.
他说这群难民呢，他们的难民呢，就像这个原子弹的这个头。
And it's a trigger point.
它是一个触发点。
And when the bomb exploded, it's not that it exploded immediately the whole bomb.
当这个触发点爆炸的时候，不是说整个炸弹都爆了。
Is the front the tip of the bomb first exploded?
首先呢是这个前端的这个地方爆了。
And then causing the whole bomb to explode.
然后呢，全部的这个就产生一个爆炸的影响。
He is using that as a way to saying that these refugees is a trigger point.
他用这个例子来讲说，这些难民他们得救只是这个触发点。
So for the whole Germany.
但是呢，他是主要是为了全德国的。
And for the whole Europe.
其实是为了整个欧洲的开展。
There's a need to have the big explosion in Europe.
其实呢，今天主在那里需要一个爆炸性的影响，在整个欧洲里。
You know that the whole Europe has been very, very dead.
你要知道，在已过的年间呢，整个欧洲是一片的死城。
The Lord need to bring His recovery back.
主需要把他的恢复带回这个大陆。
So there's a big need for us to pay attention to what's going on in Germany.
所以我们真是有一个需要，是我们要专注来看主今天在欧洲的行动。
And this refugee is a tricky point.
那这些难民呢，其实就是一个触发点。
And we brothers after the February conference.
那我们弟兄们在这个二月的特会之后呢
？The church in Burlingame, Luno Park, and San Francisco. There were three. There was in our monthly branding meeting of the elders.
这三处的弟兄们负责弟兄们的聚会里呢。
And we felt that we need to do something.
我们就感觉我们需要做一些事。
We have been quite far from what is going on in Germany.
虽然我们好像在欧洲发生的事好像隔得很远。
And we have heard so much going on.
我们好像也听了许多发生的事情。
Certainly locally, we know that the last 3.5 years, we are blessed by Brother Minor Chan being here.
的确我们已过三年借着陈世丁在这里这里藏召会是满了
We have all been very busy
我们都十分的忙碌
And we are all going on in a very positive way
我们都很积极的在往前
But how do we reach outAnd consider what's going on in Europe.
但弟兄姊妹，我们要如何与这个欧洲组的行动有关呢
？So there was a need for us to maybe some saints who are burdened can go and take a look.
所以我们就里面有一个负担说，也许有些圣徒需要去看一看。
And Brother Robert was telling me that it's just like we're going to the good land. We send some spies to spy out what's going on in the good land.
这个 Robert 又跟我说。我们就好像是主差派这个探子去看这个美地。
When we were on the trip, I felt that that was really the case.
当我在这个行动里，我真的觉得我就是那个探子。
So today we are going to give you the report from the spies.
我今天呢，我们就是探子要回来跟你们讲这个美地的这个报告。
It depends on the spy that went.How the report come back?
对，这个就其实呢，这个你的报告呢是跟这个探子有关的。
And how you receive this report?
还有呢，你是如何接受这样的交通
？Right, if you are like Joshua and Caleb.
如果你是像加勒和约书亚一样。
Oh, you receive very differently.
哦，你就会说啊，实在太不一样了。
We pray that we are all Joshua and Caleb.
我们祷告，我们希望我们所有的人都是加勒跟约书亚。
So I'm just going to turn over to Brother Raymond, who also went on the trip.
我请这个 Raymond 弟兄呢来跟我们有一点交通。
Amen. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
I'm so happy to be here.
我真的能够在这里十分喜乐。
Well, I definitely read my Bible.
我也读了我的圣经。
And I know not to give an evil report.
我不能给那个邪恶的报告。
So my report is, if God gave us this land, we can take it.
Amen. 我的报告就是，如果神把这地赐给我们，可以去拿。
God is with us.
神与我们同在。
Amen, saints. Well, I'm very glad to be able to share with you all just some things that we saw.
我实在愿意跟你们交通，就是有些我们看到的这些情形。
Things that we heard from the saints and the brothers.
我们从圣徒听到的他们的交通。
And specific items for our participation.
还有呢，特别的有些项目是我们如何参与这样的交通。
I'd like to just highlight a few things that you have here before you.
我刚有发一些纲要，我想要点出几点重点出来。
So, firstly, in the matter of prayer.
第一个呢，是在祷告的这件事上。
Oh, brothers and sisters, I can't stress this is actually a great labor.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我们无法。如何强调这的确是一个很重要的工作
If you hear some of the testimonies of saints who visited
如果你听过这些去参访过的弟兄姊妹的交通的话
Of the working saints during the last New York conference
就是已过了这个纽约的这个特会
One of these brothers my age
有一个弟兄跟我年纪一样他交通
He testified that actually to pray over Europe consistently is a far greater labor.
弟兄就交通见证说，为着这个欧洲负担呢，其实是一个很重要的祷告的工作。
It is when you're there, it's easy to kind of go. You just move your body there.
如果你去那里，好像随便比较容易，你就把你身体献上就好。
But to cooperate with the Lord in one spirit.
但是要与主在灵里是一合作。
When you're outside of that environment.
但你如果不在那个环境里。
To be one with the head.
你要与这个头是一。
To really pray on what is on the Lord's heart.
Amen.
真的是照着主心意来祷告。
This cannot be minimized, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，这没有办法再缩小。
So our first need to participate is we could join by prayer.
我第一个交通就是我们可以参与这个行动，就是借着我们祷告。
I'm not suggesting that we do this.
我不是说我们建议说我们就要怎么做。
But when I was there, I found out that some churches in Taiwan.
我当我去那边的时候，我看到有些从台湾来的教会
would almost adopt the city.
他们呢就在那里认养一个教会，德国的教会。
So that they could focus their prayers on that specific city.
所以呢，这个台湾的教会呢，他就完全的专注为德国的某一个教会祷告。
They would know the names.
他们会知道那些人的名字。
They would know the universities.
他们会知道那里的大学名字。
They would try their best to know the situation.
他们也会尽量的去知道那里的情形。
And pray.
然后就为他们祷告。
So, Amy, I'm not suggesting we do that.
我不是说我们一定要这样做。
But part of what we're sharing so that we could pray in this more specific way.
但是我的负担就是我们借着这样交通我们可以专注的来祷告。
Before we get there though, just some general points of, I think, some bigger burdens.
这里有几个重大的负担要跟大家交通。
First, I think we, all of us who went and the saints who are there, I think we just have to realize how pivotal this moment is.
Mm-hmm. 我们去的时候我们就知道今天主的行动是多么的关键。
Amen.
I am personally very thankful that I could see something of the Lord's special move.
我自己是很感动我能够看到主今天特别的行动。
It is really the time for us to give our fragment.
这是把我们的自己献上做那个香气。Amen.
The Lord is burdened to take root in Europe.
主要在那里扎根。
If the Lord does not gain root in Europe,
如果主没办法在那里得着人的话呢？
We know the Lord cannot return.
主就没有办法回来。
So as the Lord is preparing his bride,
所以主在那里预备他的心腹。
This must be matched with a move.
这也需要与主的行动合作。
For a testimony in Europe.
为着欧洲的见证。
So, To set up the stage for the Lord's return.
才能够为着主的回来能够有交通。
So likely what we do in Europe over the next few years will probably lay a foundation.
所以呢，我们其实我们在要来的这几年，我们在欧洲所做的会为主回来铺路。
So one point we could pray for.
我们第一个要祷告的点是。
Is to pray that the Lord would lay a good foundation.
就是主能够在欧洲有个立下好的根基。
For the Lord's recovery there.
为着主的恢复在那里往前。
Amen.
Attached to that, we should pray for the co-workers.
第二点呢，我们要特别为在那里的同工祷告。
Pray for the leading brothers.
为那里的负责弟兄祷告。
For much wisdom and grace.
给他们有一个足够的恩典和知识。
How to follow the Lord at this time.
如何呢，与主的跟随主往前。
Concerning the immigrants,
特别是交通到这个移民这件事。
We should pray because we feel that the situation, the door is closing.
我们要祷告是因为我们感觉呢，今天这个主敞开了门，已经渐渐有点关上了。
We know that the flow of refugees have stopped.
我们知道呢，今天这个难民潮呢已经停下来了。
Likely the ones who are there are the ones who are that's it.
所以弟兄姊妹，请听，今天留在那里难民的就是这个数字了。
And on top of that, the government will begin the process of figuring out who gets to stay and who will be sent back.
特别是在那里的政府或德国政府，他们开始决定有哪些人会留下来，有哪些人要送回去他们的国家。
Among these, we have so many new ones.
在这个人里，这么多人，我们有许多的新人。
Many hungry ones.
他们都是十分饥饿的。
I can't describe to you what it's like to just.Talk to one of these.
我无法向你们描述，就那种感觉。当你去跟其中一个新人交通的时候
，and he just asks you a simple question.
他就是问你一些很简单的问题。
And you just realize everything you've been constituted with.
你就发现说，哎，原来我以前被构成的呢。
You could just pour out into this one.
你就可以向他涌流。
And that's just one.
那就只有一个啊。
Every city we go to.
每一个城市我们去的地方呢。
There is testimony after testimony of this.
那里有数不完的见证，都是这样的。
But brothers and sisters, the window is closing.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个门已经快关上了。
We all know the more that they stay and get assimilated.
我们都知道，当他们越留下来，他们也稍微沉淀下来。
The more settled they become.
他们就比较安逸了。
The less open they are.
他们就没有那么敞开。
And the government will also, until they settle down, will continue to.Scatter them in different places.
而且这些政府等到他们安顿下来，还会把他们打散到各地区。
So we should pray for these ones.
我们也要为这些新人祷告。
Pray that the saints would even labor.
甚至呢，我们要祷告这些圣徒能够在他们身上牧养。
How to labor on these groups of people in this situation?
能够在他们的情形里来牧养他们。
Amen.
many we hope will stay and really be grounded in the church life.
我们希望很多能够留下来，而且能够扎根在教会生活。
But if it's the Lord's sovereignty that they have to be sent back.
但是如果是借着主的主宰，他们需要被遣送回去的话。
May they be seeds of the gospel.
他们也可以成为福音的种子。
To a testimony to their nation.
他们也可以向着他们的国家做见证。
So since we don't know what the Lord intends to do.
所以我们不知道主要做什么。
Hence we need to pray.
我们需要祷告。
And cooperate、Amen. With him.
Yeah.
Finally, there's an increased burden in all the churches.
最后呢，在这边有一个一直增强的负担在众教会中间。
To gain the local Germans.
最主要的就是要德国的本地人。
Yeah. Amen.
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 Some of these saints have been through a glorious time in the 80s.
你知道有些圣徒他们之前是在80年代那时候很强的见证。
And so praise the Lord, the Lord is starting to renew and restore.
今天主也在那里更新也恢复他们。
Specifically, the churches and the brothers are burdened for these college students on the campus.
特别是为这些在校园里的大学学生们。
To gain a new generation of local Germans.
能够得着这个当地德国人的新的一代。
Amen.
When we were in Dusseldorf.
当我们在那个 Dusseldorf 这个地方的时候
，There was a brother there living in Bonn.
有一个弟兄 living 在一个住在一个
，It's nearby Dusseldorf.
就在另外一个城市叫 Bonn.
Yeah, he has. I forgot how many years he's been living there.
我忘了他在那边住多久了。
But he actually got saved as a exchange student in the United States.
他其实是在德国在美国做交换学生的时候他就得救。
And so when he went back to Germany, he wanted to preach the gospel.
当他回去德国的时候，他就有负担要传福音。
But by his own testimony, he said, no matter what he did, it just seemed like the Germans were closed.
但是他无论他怎么做，他那时候见证说，好像德国人就是不敞开。
But then he testified, suddenly, now, when we go out to the campus.
他说，但是现在呢，当我们一起去校园传福音的时候
，For some reason, it's different.
不知道为什么，就是不一样了。
Before I couldn't give out any Bibles.
他说以前我都没办法给任何一本圣经出去。
But now when we go to the campus.
但是我们现在去校园里的时候呢。
We give out dozens and dozens of Bibles.
我们就一打一打一群一群的圣经给出去。
That testimony really confirms that the Lord is doing something in the hearts of the German people.
你知道这个见证的确见证出主真的是在德国人的心里做工了。
So we should pray for all the work on the college campuses.
我们要为着这个大学的工作祷告。
We know that in October the churches are burdened to have many gospel trips in many target campuses.
我们知道在十月呢。这个众召会呢，在许多重点大学呢，都会在那里传福音。
We should pray and even give for that.
我们需要祷告，甚至奉献我们的财物上去。
And finally, the point I need to mention, and it kind of goes into our giving.
最后一点呢，也是跟我们的奉献有关。
There is a real need for real estate.
在那里呢，这个关于这个房产呢，有一个很重要的需要。
In the four cities that we went to,
我们去的四个地方呢
only one church had owned their meeting hall.
其实只有一个教会有他们自己的这个会所
Every other meeting hall was rented.
其他的都是用租的
And so everywhere we went,
我们无论去哪里呢
there was a need to purchase or rent a better meeting hall.
就是要要买一个更好的meeting hall. Yeah. You can share some where they're meeting.
Yes.
In the dungeon.
Yeah. Yeah. So, for instance, in the city of Stuttgart.
比如说呢，在 Stuttgart 的这个教会呢
，they had to rent a room.
他们必须要租一个房间。
That we really think is a bomb shelter.
我们觉得当然就像一个防空洞一样。
It's four stories below ground.
是在地下四层。
With no windows,
在旁边没有任何的窗户
and their children's meeting room,
然后他们的小孩的聚会房间呢
has big thick steel doors.
那边有一个很大的钢门
So if something were to happen, those children would be very safe.
所以呢，如果外面有发生事情，他可以把小朋友锁在里面
But it's a really kind of inadequate situation.
但是在那里真的是有一个不堪使用的状况
And their lease is ending. I think this month in June.
当他们的租约呢，就是这个月底就结束了。
And they have not found another place for themselves.
他们到现在还没有办法找到一个好的地方。
This is for a church that went from 20 to 100.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个教会这一两年从20人到100人。
And expects that there would be more.
而且呢，他们还期望有更多人会加入教会生活。
So we should. We should pray that the Lord would find them the best place.
所以我们要祷告主会为他们预备最好的地方。
There's also a need to find places close to the campus.
还有呢，要找一个接近校园的聚会地方。
To act as this kind of, I don't know what you call it, a landing pad for the work.
就好像是一个前头堡，滩头堡，能够为着这个工作往前。
We know that, I mean, the saints... The situation in Germany, I think, just testifies if we are faithful to follow the ministry.
我想呢，在我们交通这些关于德国的情形，能够见证一件事，说如果我们向着执事忠信的话，
we see the blessing.
我们就看到神的祝福。
Amen.
And so the best way we know.
所以我们知道最好的方法呢，
to get college students.
得着这个校园的学生呢，
is to buy a house. Right across the street from the campus.
就是呢，在校园门口的对面买一个大楼。
And in that house would be a serving couple.
然后呢，在那里面呢，就有一对的服侍的夫妇可以住进去。
And it, ideally, it would be a little bit even larger than their needs.
甚至呢，要比他们需要的更大一点。
So that they could host other saints.
所以他们也可以接待所有的圣徒。
And it could be a place for the students to be.
在那里呢，学生也可以去那里聚会。
It could also be a place for the full-timers to come and coordinate.
全时间呢，也可以去，全职者也去那边交通。
When we were in Frankfurt, we saw the Lord's blessing on this kind of situation.
当我们在法兰克福呢，我们就看到主就是借着这个地方就这样祝福了那个。
So we hope that this situation can be in all of the churches in Germany.
所以我们应该这样说，我们希望在德国各处都要有这样的祝福的情形。
In Dusseldorf.
在 Dusseldorf 这个地方。
This we need some particular prayers.
我们需要特别为他们祷告。
Because we need to Dusseldorf should develop. In a sense, is kind of a little center.
Dusseldorf 这个地方很关键，就是它需要成为一个中心。
It would be a destination for the immigrating saints.
这会成为一个中心呢，是所有这些移民圣徒他们会去的中心。
Receive some training.
还会有一些训练。
And be sent out.
然后呢，他们这训练完，他们就可以被差遣。
In Dusseldorf, that's where Lebensraum will be as well.
在那里呢，Dusseldorf那里也有许多的训练。
As well as office for Rhema.
还有那个雷马的执事站也会在那里设立。
And so there's a need for real estate to be able to house all of these functions for the Lord's church and work.
所以呢，真的有一个需要找到一个合适的地方，能够让你为了主的工作往前。
Actually, right now, the place that they're renting is a very good place.
其实他们现在住的地方是一个很好的地方。
It's in the center of the city.
它是在这个市中心,
very close to train stations.
是在这个火车站的旁边。
The actual meeting hall itself actually has a parking lot next to it.
然后旁边呢, 它的聚会地方还有一个很大的停车场。
The meeting is adequate to hold at least 200 saints.
那个聚会地方可以容纳200位圣徒。
Upstairs, there's more rooms to have coordination and other fellowship.
然后呢, 楼上呢, 还可以有很多的房间呢, 有很多交通。
There's a kitchen there.
还有一个很大的厨房。
And attached to it.
Yeah, 它这个厨房是连在一起的。
Attached to it is 11 apartments.
这个在这个会所连在旁边呢，它是有一个12个房间的公寓。
11个。
And the saints hope that they would be able to purchase this.
他们希望能够把这11个公寓的房间都买下来。
Right now, I keep forgetting what the distribution of the saints are only in a few of those apartments.
现在其实呢，圣徒们只有拿下四个公寓而已。
There's a few of the others occupied by third parties.
还有就是其他人他们住在那里啊。
And two are being actively remodeled and is being trying to be, the real estate wants to sell it on the open market.
而且这些卖屋的人呢，他们也修改了两个房间要卖了。
So that provides a little bit of urgency.
所以呢，这里面就有一个紧急的情况呢。
Because if even one gets sold to an outside party.
也就是说，如果我们有11间里面，甚至只要有一间是卖给别人。
If the church was able to acquire everything else.
但是呢，如果教会把其他都买下来。
It would complicate the situation.
这整个情形就会变得很复杂。
You know, you need housing associations and, you know,
你就需要很多的
voting boards and
这些什么协会啊，各方面大家来开会决定事情。
So we should pray.
所以我们需要祷告。
We should pray that the Lord would provide this for our use.
我们需要能够把这些都交给教会来使用。
And provide a simple environment.
Amen.
能够有一个很简单的环境让他们在那里去。
So that the saints there can carry on their work in tranquility.
所以呢，他们能够在这些平静安稳里呢，带进这些工作。
You can mention the amount of money is needed.
Yeah, the amount of money needed is 3.2 million euros.
这个呢需要的钱呢是320万欧元。
To buy the meeting hall and the 11 apartments.
不是买一个公寓，是买那个会所，再加上11个公寓，一共是320万欧元。
Yeah.
So each apartment unit roughly is about 200,000.
所以大概每一个公寓大概是20,000欧元。
20万，sorry，200,000，20万，
对。
And we have some picture if anyone want to see it.
如果有人要看的话呢，你也可以看，我们弟兄们也有照相下来。
Yeah. So, and the same is need is in Berlin.
同样的呢，在柏林也有这个需要。
Going for just a few dozen saints.
他们原来只有十二位左右的弟兄姊妹。
To close to 100 saints plus.
现在有100多位的弟兄姊妹。
They need to rent or find another place as well.
他们也需要呢找一个新的地方。
And Berlin is a very big city.
柏林是一个很大的城市。
It's hard to find the best place.
其实很难找到一个很好的地方。
Or it's central where all the saints can come.
所以希望能够所有圣徒们都能够四周能够来。Amen.
So we should pray for this.
Amen.
Amen.
And also if you feel to give.
如果你里面有感觉要奉献的话呢
I don't believe there's an ask now for these things specifically.
我想这边没有特别的要奉献哪一项。
So I think still the best way is just through, you know, the Lord's move to Europe.
所以主要你还是透过这个专款项目，就是主在欧洲的行动这个专款项目来奉献。
If you go to their website, you see instructions.
你可以跟弟兄们交或者是到这个网站你可以看到。Amen.
Finally,
if you are considering about the real estate purchase, then there need to be some special fellowship.
如果你是特别负担要买这个那边的房产的话呢，就是对这我们刚交通了，这会有一个特别的交通，请跟弟兄们交通。
Amen.
Finally, like to mention an item we should be always praying for.
最后呢，我要讲一个我们要一直为这个项目祷告。
Is that the Lord would thrust out workers?
就是主会差遣工人去。
In every church we went to,
在每一个教会我们去访问的地方呢
we asked what should we bring back to the churches and the saints.
我们就问那里弟兄，我们要带什么样的负担回去跟弟兄们交通啊？
And to my recollection, I believe almost unanimously everyone who asked.
我想我在我的回想里呢，大家一致的都是这样回答。
Is pray to send people.
就是呢，你们祷告呢，能够把人呢他送过来。
Right, send the saints.
把那些圣徒们送过来。
What kind of saints?
他说要送什么样的圣徒呢
？Well, they're asking for saints of all kinds.
他们说所有的圣徒都要来。
Retired saints.
是退休的。
Working saints.
在职的。
Saints with family and children.
你有小孩的也可以去。
Full timers.
全时间者
，single ones，
单身的
，even college students who go there just to study，
甚至呢，那些大学生，你可以去那里读书。
So praise the Lord, this is really an opportunity for saints of all ages.
我想这真的是一个，无论你是年龄是怎么样都可以。
So let's pray that the Lord will thrust out saints of all ages.
所以我们要祷告主能够差遣各年龄层的人都去。
Saints of all kinds.
Amen.
And finally, if you would just give me the last 2 minutes to share it personally.
我最后做一个两分钟的个人见证。
I just like to encourage all you brothers and sisters.
我只是要鼓励所有弟兄姊妹。
My feeling is during this time.
我感觉就在这个关键的这个时刻呢。
As the song, just like the song we sang.
就像我们的唱的那个歌一样。
Really, this is the time to give our little fragment.
Amen.
这里呢，真的是这个机会，就是把我们的零碎给出来。
For the whole.
Amen.
为着这个整个主能够得着。
Right, this is truly a move of the body.
因为这的确是身体的行动。
Let me read to you a verse.
让我读一个经节，与你分享。
Something that I enjoyed recently.
就是我最近享受的。
And of the children of Issachar.
在那个以撒家的这些子孙们。
Men who understood the times.
那些认识主的时刻的人。
That they might know what Israel should do.
他们要知道以色列民该如何做。
Yeah, so this phrase, though men who understood the times.
那些认识主的时刻的人。
My prayer and my fellowship is, oh,What times we live in, saints.
Oh, 弟兄们，我的负担就是说，我们今天是活在什么样的时代呢？
I don't know if you finished the Memorial Day conference.
我不知道你们是不是读在已过国商节特会有参加。
But you know, if you listen to that, I feel like the Lord really wants to come back.
我真的觉得，如果你听的话，主真的是要回来。
And if we understand how the Lord is able to come back.
如果我们知道主要如何回来呢?
Something needs to happen intrinsically inside.
有些事情内在的需要发生在我们里面。
Which is our growth in life and building up of the body.
生命要长大，还要能够身体建造在一起。
Then also something must happen in our cooperation with Him for the world situation.
还有一些要与我们的与他合作，在这世界局势里与主合作有关。
Really, I just feel like the Lord is going through Europe because He wants to come back into Jerusalem.
Amen. Oh, 我真的觉得主要到欧洲，因为他要从耶路撒冷回来。
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, what a privileged time we're in.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们所处的在这个时刻是何等的特权。
I believe if we know the time, we will. If we know the times, if we know our God, we will show strength.
Oh, 如果是认识神的子民的人呢，必刚强开拓。
We just can't help but not miss this opportunity.
我们真的是没有办法呢，来忽略这个机会。
To do what little we can.
就是把我们一点能够做的摆上。
Of course, all under the Lord's leading and direction.
当然是在主的带领和他的指示之下。
That's what pleases Him.
这才能够叫主喜悦。
Finally, you know, I was inspired to do more research on D-Day.The invasion of Germany.
我最近呢就去查了这个二次世界大战那个 D-Day、那个。
I don't know why. Maybe because it's Memorial Day.
我不知道为什么，可能是因为最近是国殇节，跟战争有关。
But you know, if you just look at what the United States did.
如果你看到美国在那一天所做的事情。
In order to win the war in Germany.
就是为了赢得这个全欧德国的这个战争胜利。
Over 70 years ago.
这个七十多年前。
Everyone poured in.
每一个人都到倾倒他们自己。
Everyone gave something.
每一个人都给他们一点东西。
Everyone participated.
每一个人都参与这件事情。
That's how we won the war.
那就是他们赢得这个战争的关键。
That's how we got Germany.
那就是我们拿下德国的关键。
I just can't help but have historical analogies.
我就没有办法了，一定要做这个比喻。
Today, if we have the same spirit,
如果我们今天有同样这个灵感觉的话
，to pour out.
把我们自己倾倒在这里。
We will, the Lord will gain Germany.
主就会得着德国。
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But Terry is on the phone. Maybe he has some burden to share something too.
But Terry, can you share something?
Amen. Oh. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry I couldn't be there personally, thanks, but I'm glad I could join by phone. I really appreciate what Eddie and Raymond shared. I don't know if you recorded it. If you recorded it, that would be a great thing for anybody to listen to. It really covers all the key points and conveys the burden very well. I just want to emphasize a few things. One, this matter that this is a special move of the Lord, which I think is pretty obvious, but sometimes we don't consider. I was thinking in my lifetime, in the church life, there's only been a few...things that compare to this. One would be, I would say, when Brother Lee returned to Taiwan in 1984, from 84 to, you know, around 88, there was something happening there in Taiwan that was very, very special. And a lot of saints, you know, left things in the U.S. to go there, to be in it, you know. Or even saints went for 2 weeks at a time for door-knocking festivals to enter into the Lord's new move there. And, of course,after that the enemy attacked. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay.
The enemy attacked, but what was developed in those years in Taiwan is what's taking the Lord's recovery on today, the God-ordained way, right?
Amen.
Even Brother Lee said later, you know, when we went to Russia in 1991, that he felt the Lord had delayed us going there until we had the God-ordained way. Yeah. So that when we went there in 1991, the co-workers that went there, they started the church life in all the places by the God-ordained way. So I would say that the second, and so any saints who participated in that, remember that for the rest of their life. Any saints who went to Taiwan, whether for 2 weeks or a month or 2 years, they never forget that. That was a unique opportunity to participate in the Lord's move. Then the next one I would say is Russia, when we went to Russia. And again, I'm sure you can talk to any saints who went to Russia. That was a monumental time in their life. They'll never forget that, what the Lord gained in them and what the Lord gained in Russia. And that was the beginning of the Lord doing something in Europe. So I would say what happened in Taiwan was for going to Russia. What happened in Russia was for going to Europe. And now, to me, this is the third big one in my church lifetime, is what happened with this refugee crisis, which I think it's a good illustration. The brother said this is the trigger point. This was, to wake us up and get more of us over there. I mean, 1,000 saints went in the last couple of years. Surely many of those received a burden probably to move there. They surely received a burden to pray and to give and to go if possible. So this is, and as Raymond said, this is the probably the biggest move so far, because this opens the way for the Lord to return.
Amen.
You know, Europe is not the same as any other part of the earth as far as strategically in the Lord's economy for ending the age. He has to have a strong testimony in Europe. That's the one place of all the major regions of the earth where the Lord's recovery is still not established solidly, much less growing and prevailing, right? And Brother Lee said, the Lord will not return until there's a good testimony, a strong testimony in the land of Antichrist. Otherwise, if the Lord returns, Satan would put him to shame. You know, like, where's your testimony?
Yeah.
You know. So, with that said, then the next point is, we can all participate. There is no one who cannot participate in this. Mm. And I was just thinking, I think in several of the messages recently, you know, Ron Kangas talking about the Lord's purpose said something like, he wants to, and wouldn't you want to have the Lord be able to say to you, you contributed to the fulfillment of my heart's desire.
Amen.
You know, that's what we want to hear from the Lord, right? And we have an opportunity, no matter what your situation. If you just, there's no way you can possibly, you know, we know you can go by prayer, go by giving, and go by going. And we can all do one or more of those.
Amen.
And on the matter of prayer, I don't think we should underestimate that. Mm-hmm. When we were there in Germany, one day we had a time with a brother John Brooks, who was visiting there, who works with REMA. And he was originally from Seattle, and he was telling some of us about, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, he and a group of brothers, I think just a handful of brothers, met every morning, Monday through Friday, in Seattle at some crazy hour. I think he said 5:30 or 6 or 6:30 in the morning, every day, Monday through Friday, to pray for Russia.
Wow.
And that was at a time where, I remember one brother told me when he heard they were praying for Russia, he kind of thought, man, what are they wasting their time for? You know, that's never going to, you know. You know, there's a lot of other things the Lord's doing, you know, praying for Russia. But look what happened, you know. Nobody expected Russia to ever open up, you know. That was just incredible, you know. Almost overnight, the whole thing turned, you know. But brothers had been praying for more than 10 years, every Monday through Friday. Regularly, he said they prayed strategic prayers, fighting prayers. So I was just thinking, when Raymond was talking about prayer, I was thinking, you know, there might be just two or three sisters that can come together in a regular way, maybe not every Monday through Friday, once a week, to pray just for Germany, to take this up as a burden, just to pray for Germany, you know.
Amen.
Groups of saints, twos or threes, just give themselves to have a set time, you know, how often is up to them to pray specifically for Germany. It matters. And by that, you have just as much participation in the Lord's move as somebody who migrates there.
Amen. You know?
Then the second one is the giving. The giving. You know, Brother Lee often said, the two things the Lord's move needs, M&M, men and money. Men and money. That's, you know, as far as practically, besides prayer, what the Lord needs to do anything on the earth is men and money. And so, you know, Raymond laid out very clearly all the financial needs there. You know, how much and how fast the Lord can go on depends on, you know, if they can't get meeting halls, if they can't get housing near the campus, if they can't support full-timers, all that would just slow down the Lord's work. The more it's there, the faster the Lord can move. So that's another aspect where you may not be able to go over there, but you can give, you know. And that again, the Lord, when you meet the Lord, the Lord will be able to say, you contributed to the fulfillment of the desire of my heart.
Amen.
In a very definite and practical way.
Amen.
And like I said, not just the fulfillment of my heart, the turning of the age. This is, you know, this is the final stage. I don't know that there'll be another thing like this after Europe. And then lastly is you can go by going. And that's like Raymond said, that was when we asked all of them, one brother said, if it was between money and people, send people. They'd rather have people than money if they had to choose one or the other. Money can't replace people, you know. I mean, we need the money, but that can't replace people. So as Raymond said, you know, they said, students, come. You know, retired saints, come. Working saints, come. Whosoever will, come. They said it's pretty easy to come there as a student, and in fact, they said they hope some would come and be professional students. That's Brother Lee's word in the book on the direction of the Lord's move about going to Russia. He said some could go as professional students, meaning you stay in school as long as you possibly can, you know, to just contact students, you know. So anyway, I just feel the brothers did an excellent job of presenting these things. And right now, the situation there is at the peak, you know. Brother Lee used to use this illustration for the campus work of the barley harvest in northern China, that, you know, when it's time for when the barley ripens and it's time to harvest it, you only have a few days to harvest it. If you don't harvest it when it's ripe, then it starts to rot in the field, and
Amen.
Then it's no good. And he said, so when barley harvest comes, everybody stops everything. You stop every other thing you're doing. He said, even if you're sick, you force yourself to go out and harvest, because
Amen.
Your whole livelihood for the next year depends on those
Amen.
Couple days.
Hmm.
And Brother Lee always told us that's the start of the campus work at the beginning of the fall semester when the freshmen first arrive. He said, that's your barley harvest. Even if you're sick, you go out. You can
Amen.
After that, you can be sick for a week. That's okay. But that week, you just go out. Well, it's like that. It's barley harvest in Germany right now. It's
Amen.
You know, it's all hands on deck. They can use every person they can get. You know,
Amen.
And it won't always be that way, but right now, it's you know, that's where the harvest is ripe. It's very ripe right now. So
Amen.
If saints can go, they should go. You know. Anyway, so to reiterate, we can go by prayer. We should all go by prayer, and I would say, but specific, you know, and not just individual prayer. Twos and threes come together, make a vow that you're going to pray for Germany, you know, and then keep it, and then go by giving and go by going.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to make a comment that if the saints can work remotely, if your company allow you to work remotely, the living standard is not like San Francisco or Birmingham. It's lower. It's lower. So it's affordable. to go. And so student-wise is a good condition to go. Working Saints is, if you can keep your job from the U.S. and going there, is doable. Certainly retired Saints, you can also consider going. Some may be saying that, why am I going there to do? I don't speak German. Well, I know that some Saints from Taiwan, they just purposely go there to cook. Cook for the one that, cook for the student, cook for the Saints that are serving there and all that. So, yeah, if certainly you can go to serve, right? I'm going to start learning German. I'm just started already, so I can speak one sentence. I can come. Ichiken Kimo. I can come. Is that right?
Ja.
Hi, Yesu. Lord Jesus. Her Yesu.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Amen.
How about because of time, let's have some prayers in smaller groups, like twos and threes, so we all can pray. Well, we two, three, 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 we can see the burden of 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 the
burden
of
the burden
of the
burden of the
burden
of the burden of the burden of the wherever you're going, particularly you're going to Germany, make it what we can bring. So, Lord, I'll be part of the movement of the economy.
Amen.
Amen.
How are you going to participate?
Amen. Amen.
Germany.
Amen.
Amen.
Pray for the saints there. And then all these churches.
Amen.
Pray for Frankfurt. Stuttgart.
Amen.
A little bit Berlin. Many of the new ones there. And then the saints and the families there. Oh, shepherd them. Thank you, shepherd.
This is opportunity.
Amen.
Thank you. Everyone can participate.
Amen.
Every member of the body.
Amen.
Pray for the praying.
Amen.
Pray for the giving.
Amen.
Oh, pray for the going.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Pray for this move in the body.
Amen.
Thank you. We have this opportunity to do here.